This is a cap and ball 44 replica revolver.
Former State Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson collects Texas history, the firearms that tell the story of how law and order was forged at the end of a gun barrel.
Instead of a percussion cap, you use powder in the pan to close that, and when you fire the weapon, there's a flint and spark.
Patterson owns a virtual museum of firearms. Muzzle loaders, antique stagecoach guns, Civil War-era rifles that date back to the mid-1800s. He says they help define who Texans are today.
Firearms have always been part of Texas history. We had people who were very independent-minded, people who were very self-sufficient, and people who needed arms in their daily lives.
Before he was land commissioner, Patterson was a state senator who perhaps more than any other pushed to give Texans the right to carry concealed weapons.
This is a warning to the citizens of Austin. Stay away from the university area.
In 1966, when Charles Whitman climbed the UT Tower and fatally shot 13 people, many students and faculty legally carried long guns in their vehicles and used them to fire back at the gunmen. But they didn't have the right to carry handguns in public places, either concealed or in the open. Patterson wanted to change that. And in 1991, a mass shooting helped do that. 35-year-old George Hennard, an unemployed merchant marine, crashed his pickup truck into the Luby's restaurant in Killeen and opened fire. He killed himself and 24 people. Former state rep Susanna Hupp was in the restaurant and escaped, but both her parents died.
I saw him very methodically take aim and shoot someone on the floor in front of him. And then he walked to the next one about this fast as I'm speaking. Take aim and shot the next person. And that's when I suddenly realized this guy is just here to execute people.
Hupp, a chiropractor, carried a gun but left it in the car because it would have been illegal for her at the time to take it inside the restaurant.
Because I didn't want to get caught with it. I didn't want to lose my license to practice. You know, I did what most normal people, you think, what are the odds?
In 1995, following the Luby's massacre, Hupp joined Patterson in successfully passing the concealed weapons law. Patterson says that Hupp provided the key testimony at a Senate committee hearing.
And she stood up, and she walked around, and she pointed at her thumb and forefinger like a gun. She's pointing at various members of the committee, just picking them off like sitting helpless ducks.
Since then, Second Amendment advocates like Patterson have continued lobbying, chipping away at remaining restrictions on where and how guns can be used. In 2007, they expanded the state's Castle Doctrine with the Stand Your Ground Law. It cleared the way for gun owners to use deadly force if they feel threatened, not only in their homes, but also in their vehicles or places of business. 7 years later, in 2015, gun rights activists scored two more big victories. Texas lawmakers passed the Open Carry Law, giving handgun owners the option to show their holstered firearms in many public places. And they voted to lift the ban on concealed weapons on college campuses, which has been in place since Vietnam War protests in the 60s. 50 years after Whitman, as mass shootings make headlines around the country, gun sales in Texas are stronger than ever, and there are fewer limitations on where Texans can carry their guns. Harel Shapira, a Cambridge fellow and sociology professor at UT Austin, says that's not surprising. Citizens are concerned about safety.
People's primary motivation for purchasing firearms shifted from hunting and sports to primarily self-defense, self-protection. I think one of the things that that reveals to us is an increasing sense of insecurity among the population.
Having guns on their hips makes some Texans feel less vulnerable. Check out Amigo's Barbecue in Austin. Owners like Paul Liu actually encourage customers to show off their hardware.
I had as many as 16 people in here. They are all open carry. And none of the other customers says, oh, you know what, I'm going to leave because I don't feel safe, I don't feel comfortable. As a matter of fact, everybody just carries on a conversation with them.
Jerry Patterson says Texas is just building on its history.
In our Constitution, Article 1, Section 23 makes reference to the right of citizens to wear, W-E-A-R. Not just bear, but wear. So a gun culture was inherent from 1836 to the present.
The firearms are different than they were in the 1800s. But Patterson says the way that many Texans feel about guns is pretty much the same. For the Texas Standard, I'm Ryan Poppy reporting in Austin.